All eyes across the world are on Santa Clara, California for Super Bowl 50, the biggest sporting event of the year. And the culmination of the NFL season takes place at Levi's Stadium, located just outside of the Bay Area. But a group from the Twin Cities is watching the week-long events at the Super Bowl with a close eye, knowing all too quickly they will be in the spotlight.
Every single day is packed with meetings, observation times, NFL tours, etc. So we really get to know how to plan a 10-day festival and a Super Bowl leading up to the Super Bowl from the inside out.
The Minnesota Super Bowl committee is hard at work, spending their week in California, watching, observing, and learning. Knowing that in just 2 years, the world will be watching the Twin Cities and U.S. Bank Stadium.
It's amazing how much you can learn, especially best practices. San Francisco is doing a wonderful job. And so we'll go back and actually meet with them again in March when they've had enough rest, when it's all over, and they can give us great advice, because there is no one that can give you better advice than the city that has hosted it.
As the NFL season comes to a close with Super Bowl 50, it also means that Super Bowl 52 in the Twin Cities and U.S. Bank Stadium is now in the on-deck circle. In just 24 short months, the new home for the Vikings will be hosting the biggest sporting event in the world.
Well, last year was our idea year. We could think of everything we could possibly do as part of our 10-day festival, all the locations we could activate, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Bloomington. This is our year of really planning what is doable, what can we actually deliver on. And so we're very serious about that planning process this year. What can we fund? What is it going to look like? And then in 17, we start the execution, actually, because we have a 52-week campaign, Super Bowl 52. We're going to celebrate for 52 weeks, leading up to a 10-day festival and the big game.
Super Bowl 52 is more than just a game played at U.S. Bank Stadium. The game will bring hundreds of events to the Twin Cities and millions of visitors who see the city worldwide.
If we do it right, we'll see a million guests. We'll see media from 130 countries. They'll speak 33 languages. There'll be over 5,000 media that are roaming the metro region for those 10 days. And we'll generate at least $400 million in economic impact for this state, particularly the metro region. And finally, according to our sources, it's about $500 million in earned media for Minnesota.
Super Bowl 50 in Santa Clara brings the official end to the 2015 NFL season, but it also provides a significant milestone for the Twin Cities. In just a short amount of time, Minnesota and U.S. Bank Stadium will be hosting the 2018 Super Bowl that will bring the entire world onto the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. After watching what takes place in California, the Minnesota Super Bowl committee will be hard at work, knowing their time in the spotlight is right around the corner.
We'll hopefully have more events, meetings, and conventions that want to book here in Minnesota. We'll maybe see more people who want to move here. But you can really tell or complete the Minnesota story with one of these kind of events, because it's a fabulous platform that the NFL gives us.
When they see a great facility, other events want to come here. They want to be part of it. They want to be part of this community. And that just puts this community on a tremendous platform. And that's what I think the vision of all the people who brought this stadium deal together, they recognize that. This is good for the community, because we're going to attract not just the Vikings here on a long-term basis, but other terrific events that are going to reflect incredibly well on this community.